sleeping on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl, fuck a stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold, that's a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's Andy Frisella, and this is the show for the realists. Say goodbye to the lies, the fakeness, and delusions of modern society, and welcome to motherfucking reality. Guys, we have shows within the show, okay? If you're a first-timer, I like to give down the breakdown of what we're going to do. Now, today we have Q and AF. That's where you submit the questions and we give you the answers. You can submit your questions a few different ways. The first way is...
Guys, you can handwrite those letters in and mail them in to... No, just playing.
You don't even know how to address a fucking envelope.
I know how to address an envelope.
All right, well, tell them how to do
you
it.
You said envelope or envelope?
I said tell them the shit.
Email it in to askandy@andyforsale.com.
All right, or you can go on the YouTube episodes of Q&AF. You can drop your question in the comments. We'll pick some from there as well. Now, the questions could be about anything, but usually they're about personal development, business, how to win in entrepreneurship, how to kick ass in life. We are at the core a business success entrepreneurship show. Now, you might be wondering, then, why do we have shows within the show? Well, here's why. We have CTI. That stands for Cruise the Internet. We put up on the screen what's going on in the world. We talk about what's true, what's not true. We speculate on it. And then we talk about what we need to do as people to solve these problems going on in the world. So we talk about success, how to kick ass, and then we talk about what the problem is. And then we can go kick ass, and then we can solve the problems. That's what we do here. So we have... Q&AF today. We're going to have CTI tomorrow. We're going to have real talk sometimes. Real talk is just 5 to 20 minutes of me giving you some real talk. And then we have 75 hard verses. 75 hard verses is where a person comes in who has used the 75 hard program to drastically improve their lives. They talk about how they were before, how they are now, and how you could do the same. If you're unfamiliar with 75 hard, it is the initial phase of the Live Hard program, which is the world's most popular mental toughness mental transformation program. You can get it for free at episode 208 on the audio feed only. It is a free program. Now, there is a book you can buy that called The Book on Mental Toughness, which is almost always out of stock because it's fucking awesome. But it's not required. But it does go through the Live Hard program, nuts to bolts, top to bottom. And it does have 10 extra chapters about mental toughness, why it's important, why you need to implement, and how to use it to build success in your life. And that's on the website, andyforsella.com. Now, something we do different here than most shows is we don't do ads. You're going to notice that. I'm not going to talk for 30 minutes about what the fuck you should buy that I don't even use myself. All right. And the reason I don't do ads is because I don't want to be told what I can and can't say. The show's called Real AF. I want to keep it Real AF. I want my opinions to be my own. DJ feels the same way. So we just ask in return that you pay the fee. The fee is very simple. Support the companies. You guys know, I'm the owner of First Form and some other companies. But just, you know, give us a shot to earn your business. I think we'll win it. And then share the show, okay? We constantly battle censorship, shadow bans, traffic bans, getting episodes removed. We just had an episode pulled down about a week ago. And so we need you to share the show. So if the message is good, please help us get the word out. That's what we mean when we say pay the fee. So, you know, if it makes you think, if it makes you laugh, it gives you some good information, tactical information, if it brings a new perspective, please share the show. All right? Don't be a hoe.
Share the show.
All right. What's up, dude?
Yeah. When's the last time you actually wrote a handwritten letter and mailed it off?
Me?
I don't even think they teach that shit in schools anymore.
I still do sometimes. I still write handwritten cards and send them. I mean, people send me a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And I can't get to all of it. Because I get a lot of fan mail, bro. And so much so we fill up a pallet in the back for just that kind of stuff. So if you sent me something, it's not that I probably didn't get it. It's just, I don't have the time to get back to it. But there's things that people send me that are very, very special that I try to sit down and write that out. But, you know, that's about the amount of writing I do. Plus my handwriting is so fucking poor.
Is it bad?
Bro, I write like a doctor. Yeah, you can't read my shit.
Damn.
Like, if I wrote you a card, you know I wrote it because you can't read it. That's real talk. And then it just has my signature on it.
I wouldn't be able to read it anyway.
The thing is, I just make a bunch of lines
yeah.
and then write my name. Yeah, and just send it to him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to read it anyway.
Why? Are you trying to make some sort of terrible joke?
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. Well, we know you can't read. We hear you try to fucking talk about CTI all the time, bro.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, it is what it is. But it is Monday. And so let's start this week by making people better.
That's the only way to start the week.
That's what I'm saying.
We start the week by getting fucking better.
Get better, get beat.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Give me the juice.
Guys, Andy, question number one. Andy, I recently read this quote from Richard Branson that says, quote, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity and you're not sure you can do it, say yes, then learn how to do it later. This hit me a little differently at 32 years old. I look back and realize I've missed out on a lot of opportunities that could have been big. How does someone realign themselves to just go? I am tired of the complacency, but whenever I see opportunities present themselves, I always tell myself that I'm not prepared or not good enough. Your thoughts would mean a lot.
All right, well, look, this is the major reason why most people never get anything in life. They think they gotta know everything before they go, when in reality, you have to go to know everything. All right, you got it backwards. And this is for all of you. You all think that there's gonna be a lesson or a course or a speaker or a school degree or something that qualifies you to go. We think there's gonna be an approval process, or sometime the more successful people that we know are gonna come down and they're gonna say, hey, DJ.
All right, come on.
You know, I think you're ready now.
Yeah.
Okay. When that doesn't happen, what happens is we just assume that we're not qualified. So when we assume we're not qualified, that paralyzes us and we don't go. And it's because you misunderstand the game. The only way to learn things in a real way is through experience, okay? And everything that I share with you guys, almost all of it came from my experience. Now, did I learn some things from some books? Absolutely. But most of the shit that I talk to you about, and the reason I can talk to you about it with such certainty, is because I have done those things and I've experienced those things. And so that builds the confidence in my ability to say yes to opportunities. And because you guys will wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and never go, you never feel like you can go, which begets this cycle of learn more, do nothing. I'm not qualified. Learn more, do nothing. I'm not qualified. Learn more, do nothing. I'm not qualified. And because that becomes the cycle, where is the room for you to go do? And we have to lose this fear. We have to lose this reservation that someone's going to approve us, or some success fairy's going to fly down from the heavens and say, you're ready. That doesn't happen. It never comes along. You have to say, I'm ready. And you have to say, I'm going to make this happen no matter what. Opportunities are not given. They are taken. And when you miss out on an opportunity, you didn't miss out on an opportunity because you didn't take it. You missed out on an opportunity because someone else took it from you. Okay? So if you don't become the person who takes the opportunities, you will always have them taken from you by people who are willing to take initiative, who are willing to go and learn along the way. The number one asset that a successful person has is what we're talking about here. They are very comfortable going into areas where they may not be an expert, understanding that we can learn what we need to learn and get it done. We can make phone calls. We can do the work. We will make sure it gets done. And that's an attitude that all successful people have. Successful people are the opposite of what most people are. Most people, like I said, they believe they got to know everything before they go. Successful people understand that they will learn along the way. And so you have to realign your mindset. And Richard Branson is correct. He's 100% correct. It's not even a little bit correct. You have to be willing to step outside into an area you might not be an expert at, take the initiative to start learning what it takes to be an expert at that, and then eventually you will make enough mistakes, you will do enough good things that it kind of gives you an idea of what it's going to actually take, and you will become an expert over a course of time. You'll never become an expert. You'll never become a high earner. You'll never become one of these people that kicks ass by waiting to learn more information. Now, do you have to have a base of information? Sure. Do you have to have a basic idea? Sure. Do you have to know a little bit? Sure. But it's way less than what you think it is to go out and become an expert. Every person that's ever been great at what they do, I'm sitting in front of a bunch of creative people here on the team, Madat, Keith, like, did you become an awesome videographer because you took so many courses, or did you just go make shit and you figured it out along the way? When you make your art, did you go to 15,000 courses to make your art, or did you just start fucking around and figure it the fuck out?
Fucking around and figure it out.
That's right. And that's every musician. That's every athlete. That's every successful business person. That's anybody that you've ever admired that has done anything. They figured it the fuck out, and they were not afraid to go down that path. So my thoughts on this are what I'm saying. You need to understand that it is not accumulate information, then go. It is have a little bit of information, go, and learn the rest through that experience.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, I was listening to your answer on this, man. Is a lot of this just, would you put most of this on people's fear of just failing or afraid to make those mistakes that are necessary, right? Like, when you look at yourself and you think back now, 25 years in, what's more important to you? Is it the wins? Or is it the losses, or is it the mistakes? Like, what's actually more valuable now, looking back?
The losses and mistakes are infinitely more valuable than the wins. Infinitely more valuable. And because people are willing, and I think you're right, okay, by the way. The losses are infinitely more valuable than the wins, all right? Because the losses provide perspective and lessons about how to avoid those losses in the future. And if you are smart enough to take the lessons from the losses and the hardships that come along with going down the path and apply them moving forward, you become more equipped and better at moving forward, okay? So you're starting out to be an entrepreneur and you hire someone and this person ends up doing all kinds of terrible shit. And then you figure out why they did that, and you figure out what to recognize, and you figure out what to look for to avoid that in the future. The next time someone comes and they start behaving this way, you can fucking see it way ahead of time, and you can start to address it. And that's in every single area of business or life. So staying there and thinking that, you know, oh, I'm gonna fucking figure it out before I go, that's ridiculous to think. I think that most people, I think your question, the answer is twofold. I think, yes, most people are afraid to fall on their face, which is ironic because they're afraid to fall on their face in front of people that won't even matter fucking 5 years from now, which if you're gonna sacrifice your entire success, your entire life story, everything great, all the potential you have because of people that won't matter in 5 years, that is the most ridiculous shit ever, if you actually think about it and say it out loud. You are sacrificing your entire life, everything you want, for the opinion of people that won't even be in your fucking life 5 years from now. That is the definition of dumb motherfucker, okay? And the second part is this. I think people misunderstand the game. I think people think you have to be qualified, and all the great shit in the world was built by unqualified people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the two things that keeps people from going.
I love it, man. I love it. Guys, Andy, question number two. Andy, with all the things that you do on a daily basis, the companies, the shows you record, how do you process and handle stress? Is stress real, or is it more like your definition of anxiety that signals, that signals that you're not doing something you know you need to be doing, where stress is a signal that you just may be doing something inefficiently? What's your take on stress? Is it real? How do you handle it?
Stress is absolutely real. I mean, look, there is physical manifestations of too much stress. Too much stress can harm your body. Too much stress can make you go crazy. But here's what I'll say. The amount of stress that you motherfuckers think is that much stress is not that much stress, okay? Most people feel a little stress and they're like, fuck, I'm so stressed out. I need a drink, right? Bro, the reason you're so stressed out is because you've not been able to fucking do any of the shit you want to do. You lack the ability to adhere to anything, which can be fixed with the Live Hard program, by the way, which is free. So you're pissed off, you're disappointed in yourself, Things aren't going the right way. You're not able to get any traction. You have to pay bills. You have to eat. You have to survive. You have obligations. And you're not able to get unstuck from the mud. Guess what you're going to feel? Stress. So a lot of the stress can be overcome by just building yourself into an effective person that can do what it is they say they're going to do. They can adhere to the process and the path moving forward, which is accomplished by creating a better you, a stronger you, a more resilient you, which is exactly why I designed the 75 Hard and Live Hard program, which you can get for free at episode 208. Okay. It's fucking free. Now, it doesn't cost money, but it ain't actually free. It takes a lot of your time. It takes a lot of your effort. But when you fix that problem of adherence and you can actually go do the things that you want to do, that reduces stress because you're not worried about being stuck in the mud anymore. Mm. All right. So that's a real thing. But here's the other thing. To accomplish great shit, you have to become someone who can operate under pressure and operate under stress. And bro, you might feel stressed right now, but I can promise you, in most cases, you are not even close to the threshold of what would physically affect you in that way, okay? Mm-hmm. So stress is like a cold plunge or a cold swimming pool, all right? When you first experience your stress in entrepreneurship, business, whatever it is you're working on, it's fucking shocking. You're like, fuck,
yeah.
Okay? But if you keep moving, what happens is you start to acclimate, and you can acclimate to that pressure. You acclimate to that stress. And this is a tremendously huge competitive advantage over most people, because most people, they get right into that shit and then they get the fuck out and they're done. Okay.
But yep, when, nope, tried that. That was good.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you get into the pool and you stay in the pool, after 10 minutes, the pool doesn't feel cold anymore. So now you're acclimated to the stress and you're able to perform in situations that other people cannot perform in. And if you are able to get better, if you are able to improve, if you're able to execute in situations of high stress when conditions are shit, how the fuck can anybody stop you? If it stops everybody else and it doesn't stop you, what can stop you? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to understand, one, you're probably not even close to the threshold. Two, you should build yourself into someone who can acclimate and operate during hard times. Three, remember that if you learn to acclimate and you learn to operate under stressful conditions, it makes you far more valuable because most people cannot. Now, can that go to an extreme where it fucks you up? Absolutely. But I promise you guys, I know this from experience, you are likely a million miles away from that. We have a victim culture in society. We have a soft culture in society. Any bit of uncomfort, you know, people got to take a mental health day. They got to relax. They got to fucking take a break. And bro, those people will lose their entire lives. They will not be able to push through because they don't have grit. They don't have resilience. They are not tough people. And bro, building shit is a competition. Winning in life is a competition. Motherfucker, there is only limited spots. Like, I know other people say there isn't, but there is. Okay, so to get one of those spots, you have to become someone who can operate in conditions that other people can't. And that comes from, you know, just pushing through when things get uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing here is that, like, I feel like a lot of people will look at somebody, you know, like yourself or just successful people in general and be like, man, they don't have any stress, right? And so what you're saying is not that they don't have stress, it's just they've acclimated to that. And so they've made that stress appear easy
absolutely.
To deal with. That's what it is. I think one time I've heard you like kind of describe this in like weightlifting terms, right? You know, like, you know, you go to the gym and like, you know, you try to pick up 50-pound fucking dumbbell. That's heavy. And then you see this guy walk up, he picks it up, no problem. It's still 50 fucking pounds.
Right.
He's just been working at it. He's acclimated. That's right. He's built up the strength. I think that's all. I think a lot of people have a problem understanding that. It's not that it's easier for these people. They just acclimated.
Yeah, and the bigger you get, the more successful you get, the harder it is, and the more you have to acclimate. Bro, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not saying this to be a dick. I'm not saying this to be rude. I'm not saying this to say I'm better than anybody because I'm not. But what I am saying is I've been living my life for a long fucking time, and I'm very confident that if 99.9% of the people went through a single fucking day of what I have to go through to do what I do, they would fucking crumble. Okay, and I would have crumbled do, like if I would have started on day one doing what I do now, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
You go pick up 19-year-old Andy today. He
quit. Mm-hmm. He would have. There's no way he could do it. It'd break him in one day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I'm responsible for fucking thousands of people, bro. You know what kind of stress comes with that? If you're an actual decent human, if you're an actual decent human being and you care about the people that work for you, do you understand that I have to walk around every motherfucking day with every one of these fucking people's families and their kids on my motherfucking back? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a different kind of responsibility.
Talk about stress because McDonald's didn't have your order right.
That's right. It's a different thing. And you get acclimated to it.
Guys, Andy, question number three. Let's hit it. Andy, how do I set the quote-unquote unspoken norms I keep hearing business owners like yourself speak of? I expect everyone to take initiative, be detail-oriented, be forward thinkers, amongst other things. I sometimes find myself being scared to impose my opinions in fear that I'm not sharing it in a way that is receptive to others. Having worked for a tyrannical boss before, I'm scared that in imposing my opinions, I create a stressful environment that actually hinders my team's output. So how do you create those unspoken norms, I guess, in your business culture?
I don't understand what unspoken norms means.
I guess, yeah, like your standards, things that are not necessarily,
Well, those are not norms. That's why they're abnormal. That's why when you walk in here, that's why you hear everybody that comes in here and they're like, holy fuck, because it's not normal. It's not an unspoken norm. It's an intentional creation of a culture, okay? And how do you create it? You create it, firstly, by living it, all right? Where a lot of people fuck up is they expect all these high standards from everybody else, but they expect that they can cut corners and they can pass over and they can look the other way and then nobody else sees it. There's only one way to fucking lead. Vince Lombardi said it fucking 100 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever the fuck it was, probably 70 years ago, all right? He fucking said, the best way, leading by example is not the best way to lead. It's the only way to lead. So if you want to build a abnormal, high standard culture, okay, you have to start there. And it has to be on motherfucking point. It cannot be 90%. It can't be 97%. It has to be 100%. And then when you miss on that 1%, you got to go in front of all of them and be like, guys, I fucking fucked that up. I'm sorry, this is what it is, okay? Because you gotta hold them responsible and they gotta learn to admit their mistakes. So whatever you do, they will do, all right? So if you're a business owner, if you're a leader of an organization, if you're a member of a team of any sort, and you think that you can hold other people to a standard that you're not living, you are in for a brutal awakening because it will never happen for you. And here's the thing. A lot of you guys struggle with holding people accountable. Like you're saying this right now. And if I had to bet, I would bet just about anything that the reason you have a hard time holding people accountable is not because you had a tyrannical boss. It's because you had a fucking tyrannical boss that didn't live the standard. And then when the guy came up to you and said, you know, do this, do that, do this, you were like, fuck this guy. He doesn't do any of that shit. And I bet that you know that you're not living the standard. The reason that I have no problem, and the reason that my people respect me, and the reason I don't have to raise my voice and yell and scream, which I used to have to do when I wasn't living the standard, the reason I can walk up and I could say, hey, I need you to do this, or hey, I need you to do that, and everybody's like, all right, cool, I got it, and there's a good culture, is because they know that I fucking live what I preach. They fucking see it. They see it everything I fucking do, okay? So if I would bet that the reason that you have a problem with this is because you know that you're not living that standard and you don't want to be that dickhead that you used to work for. Secondly, you have to understand, and this is another issue when it comes to new leadership, your people want to be led. There is nothing worse than being on a team or in an organization without clear leadership or clear direction. It confuses people, it demoralizes people, it removes their purpose. They don't feel like they're actually getting anywhere. They feel like the company's stuck in the mud and it fucks the morale and culture, all right? So you have to come to terms with this. You need to become the leader and you cannot reserve yourself of saying, hey, this is what I think or this is what I think or this is what needs to be done because you feel like you're trying to be better than them. That's what used to hold me back when I was a young entrepreneur. I had a hard time telling people what we needed to do because I felt like it was like, I don't know, like dickheadish.
Yeah, it's like, man, I'm not their fucking boss.
Yeah,
it's
Wait a minute, hold on. I don't like looking at it as boss. Mm-hmm. I don't think I look at it as a boss. I look at my team and our teams and our companies as I'm a part of the team. Mm-hmm. And I think this will help your perspective with this. If you stop looking at it like you're the boss and you start looking at it like you're just part of the team and this is my responsibility on the team, my responsibility on the team is to live the standard, it's to hear feedback and ideas, it's to empower people, and then it's to make the best decision possible, okay? Your ability to do that will change because no longer are you seeing, hey, I'm the boss of this other human being. That's an uncomfortable position for someone who's got morals and respect for other people. Now, there are fucking people out here who love that shit. And if you have a boss like that, you should probably go find one that actually sees it the way I'm talking about. But true leaders look at themselves as they're playing a role on the team. I'm playing a role. My role is to do these things. And if I don't do these things, these guys can't do their thing. And if you look at it like that, it gets a lot easier to say, hey, we need this done or we need that done or we need this done. But again, if you're not living the standard, that's not going to work. So it starts with the standard and then it starts with you getting comfortable and readjusting your perspective from I'm the boss to I'm a member of the team. And my responsibilities as a member of the team are to develop my people, to empower them, to communicate with them clearly, to give them direction, to listen to their opinions, and then make the right decision for all of the team involved. And then what happens is when you start operating like that and the team knows that you're operating within their best interest, they start to respect that because they feel valued, they understand they're contributing, and they understand that you're not going to make the best decisions for you, you're going to make the best decisions for everybody. And that's where the great culture comes. So it's not this, it's not like when you, what do you say, abnormal?
Unspoken norms.
Yeah. No, bro, it's totally abnormal. Like, yeah.
Completely, there's nothing normal about this place.
Nothing. It's not unspoken norms. It's intentional creation that is abnormal because most people don't look at it like I just described it to you for the last 5 minutes.
I love it. Question number four. Andy, I'm 19 years old. My question is simple. When you are setting a new goal for yourself, what are some things you go through to better ensure that goal is successful? Is there like a checklist that you have?
Look, there, I believe that the entire goal setting process of achievement is total bullshit. All right.
Okay.
Like these people, and they cite these studies from like the 60s and the 50s and say, oh, it takes 21 days to make a habit. First of all, that's bullshit. All right. It takes way longer than that. That's why when you go to the military, they train you for fucking 80 days or 100 days, right? Like, it takes longer to build new habits than 21 days. It just does. So the first step that I would do is worry about building you into the kind of person that can execute day in and day out, regardless of what's going on in your life. That's why Live Hard and 75 Hard is such a great program. Because most people's problem, in fact, 99% of people's problem, isn't that they don't know what to do to get to the goal. It's that they cannot fucking do it when they're not motivated. Mm. So they lack the discipline and they lack the grit. They lack the fortitude to execute when conditions aren't perfect, when they don't feel right, when things aren't going their way. They can't execute. And most people during that time stop or they quit or they pause. And this is a game of longevity. If you took from where you're 20 to 80 and you said, how many days did I win? Okay, versus someone who quits every time that it gets hard. You're gonna win exponentially more days than they won, which means you're gonna be far more successful. This is legitimately a game of math. How many touchdowns did I score? Did you score 21 points? Well, they scored 100 points, which means you fucking lost, all right? So the first thing I would do is understand what the fuck we're talking about here. We are talking about a goal that is going to take some time. It might take a year, it might take 3 years, it might take 10 years. Most likely it's a lifelong project. That goal to be happen as quick as possible means that you have to execute every single day possible to shrink the time frame of where you are now to where you want to be. If you take you and you do that, you'll achieve the goals in a much shorter time. And I'll get to what that means in a second. Mm-hmm. But if you take that versus someone else, someone who is not resilient, who doesn't have grit, who quits when things get hard or takes mental health days or stops or fucking makes excuses, that person will never, ever, 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 ever hit their goal. They won't do it because if you stretched out, like I said, over the course of 60 years from 20 to 80, that person's only executing 5% of the time, where the person who executes when they don't feel like it, which by the way, is the majority. Most people don't wake up every day and feel like, fuck, I love hard shit. But you can learn to love it because you love the outcome that it produces. So you need to become the person that can execute no matter what the fuck is going on, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how you feel, and build yourself into that person before you even go for the fucking goal. Make that your first goal, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, to achieve the goal, to raise the percentage of chance that you're going to achieve the goal, which you can raise to 100% if you do what I just said. If you can win day after day after day after day, you can achieve your goal. It's very simple. Because if you win 6 days out of the week, and then you win 6 days out of the next week, and then you win 5 days out of the next week, and then you win 7 days out of the fourth week, did you win your month? Yes, you won the month. Most people didn't. If you do that every single month for 12 months straight, did you win the year? Did you execute on more days than you didn't? Yes, exponentially more days. That means you won the year. Now, if you win 5 years in a row, where the fuck do you think you're going to be? Hmm. You're going to be in a great spot. The question becomes, what is the goal and what are the steps to get there? Which I explain in detail, in depth on the Win the Day episode, which is episode 16. But I'll give you a, go listen to it. It's on the audio feeds. Episode 16. Fucking stop this. Go listen to that. What you need to do is you need to decide where the fuck you're going, which is a whole nother issue. Most people cannot make a decision about what they're trying to do. They think that life is just going to like, oh, we'll see what comes my way, when in reality, you have to go out and create it. So just make a decision. What do you want to be, bro? And don't make your decision based upon what other people tell you or what school tells you or what your parents tell you. What the fuck do you want to be? What do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like? What kind of house you want to live in? What kind of car you want to drive? What kind of friends you want to have? What kind of respect do you want to have in the community? What do you want your life to be like? Take some time, think that through, and pick it. And then say, what's it going to take to get there? And work backwards from that vision that you create into actionable steps on a daily basis. And when you take a goal that's maybe 10 years away, you're going to break that down into what you can guess are the best actions possible for today, which we call critical tasks. This is not a to-do list. This is not do my laundry. This is not brush my teeth. This is a call, an email, a conversation, an action point that moves you 1 centimeter closer to that big outcome that you are imagining. Okay. And you start that today. So go listen to episode 16. It'll explain the whole process of how you do it. It's probably the most powerful production system ever created. Because if you do it and you do it right, you can't lose. It's impossible. You'll 100%. It's the only way that I think you can 100% guarantee the outcome. And that's the powerless system. So you have to kind of ignore what society tells you about goal. Set a goal. In 21 days, you'll have new habits. And then you just continue those new habits and the goal will materialize. That's flawed thinking. Because those habits that you create, if you just continue doing them, they're not going to get you where you want to go. You have to take productive action, critical task action that are specifically geared towards that goal, right? Like if I want to become an astrophysicist, I've got to get myself enrolled in astrophysicist classes. I've got to read those books. If you just did those habits for 21 days and kept going, yeah, you'd probably become some sort of knowledgeable person on astrophysics, but you're not going to become an astrophysicist. Because there's other steps that have to be created. You've got to enroll in school. You've got to fucking meet people. You got to network. You got to go to this seminar. You got to learn this shit. You got to learn. And that's a fluid process.
Yeah.
So like I talked about earlier in the show, you have to go and then figure out the tasks as you go that are going to move you forward. It's not know all the tasks and then go. So this goes back to, I think we did the first question. Yeah. So go back and listen to that first question. Understand. Go listen to episode 16. It'll give you a very clear understanding of breaking down the goal process and to raise your success probability as much as I know how to do, which I think it's 100% if you execute. And then go do 75 hard and live hard. Live that lifestyle, because that lifestyle will build you into a fucking weapon that can execute when other people can't. And if you can execute when other people can't, you will gradually over time create space between you and them, and you're moving towards where you want to go. You'll eventually be there, and they never will. So that would be my advice to you.
Let me ask you this. What do you think is more dangerous, not having a goal or that end vision set at all, or having a goal or vision that is set but is too small? What's more damaging to somebody's psyche?
Not having one at all. Because even if it's a little one, there is some truth here, okay? Even with a little one, if you do accomplishment, you're at least building a little bit of belief that you can accomplish things. If you live a passive life where you say, fuck, I don't have any goals and shit just comes to me, you're guaranteed a terrible outcome. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed terrible outcome. But my point is that goal, that little goal process is not good advice, because little goals beget little actions, and little actions create a little life. And so when we talk about what your goals should be, what I'm talking about is, what is your ideal outcome? Where are you trying to get? And let's work towards that. And then, you know, we don't build the confidence by achieving the little goals. We build the confidence by going through a program like Live Hard, 75 Hard, which teaches you how to adhere. And once you know how to adhere and you can execute on a daily basis, day in and day out and day in and day out, and you have these days that are test days where it's hard as fuck, but you still win, your confidence goes up, your self-esteem goes up, your belief goes up. And all the while, you're not achieving little goals because you're not achieving little, you're not taking little actions. You're actually working towards big goals because you're taking big actions. So that's my gripe with that advice. I think it's terrible advice. And, you know, that's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, guys, Andy, that was four.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, make sure you're tagging me in your wins. I want to see your wins, all right? That's the only way I get to see those things, and I want you to do that. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys, and let's go kick ass this week.
Sleeping on the floor, now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl, fuck a stove, counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole, got her on bankroll. Can't fold, that's a no.